This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. If you live and drive in any city, you've probably suffered at least one of the many perils of parking. I can't tell you how many times here in New York I have cursed, pleaded, and prayed to the tech gods for a solution. The good news, there is innovation happening in this space, and lots of it. Our friend from CNET, Molly Wood, says it all starts with the end of parking meter change.
The whole antiquated quarter system
is,
for the most part, going extinct pretty quickly. And there are any number of apps now that will let you pay for parking, and then several of those will also let you find parking.
Okay, now this is what I'm interested in. The idea of finding parking in real time with the help of an app is very exciting to me.
Yes, the finding parking is glorious. Now, right now, a lot of these apps that help you find parking, one of them is called Park Me. So it will show you public spots that are available. And then, and this is my favorite part, it tells you how much they cost. So if it's a garage, it might say it costs $10. If it's a metered spot, it might say $2. If it's in San Francisco, it'll say, you know, $150 per hour. That's a slight exaggeration, but you see what I'm getting at. And then I recently visited this company called Streetline, which has been raising a lot of funding to embed sensors in parking spots and then can actually integrate with mapping systems to provide turn-by-turn directions right to the spot. But what I liked about them is that they're also applying the kind of big data model to parking.
This is sort of fascinating to me. I mean, this idea that big data could help us make our cities more efficient when it comes to parking and clear things up.
And there's a huge economic benefit to it. A third of vehicles on the road at any given time are no longer in transit. They're looking for parking. So Streetline told me that they have done a pilot project with the city of Los Angeles.
Okay.
And that their efforts at reducing congestion through finding people parking more efficiently resulted in a 2% savings in the city's sort of overall budget, something like $2.5 billion.
How long is it going to take for all of this stuff to happen?
The good news is that a lot of the apps are already available.
Okay.
These big data kind of smart city benefits are going to take a little longer.
Molly Wood is the host of CNET's Always On, and their episode this week is about solving the parking problem and high-tech parking. Molly, thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.